Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Is this John Osborne?
This is John Osborne.
Okay, now, you are the shredder of the group, correct?
I guess. I'm the bearded one, that's for sure.
Okay, now...
Oh, see, the bearded one. What? Does everybody just call you the bearded one?
Yeah, the bearded one, as if that's like my only defining characteristic. I guess it's like my ultimately defining characteristic.
I have three boys, and one of them has a beard.
Isaac.
Isaac, the middle one.
He's a smart man.
The other two have big beard envy, and they say that all the time. So does your brother have big beard envy?
No, he doesn't have big beard envy. He, you know, he likes to grow the stubble. Everyone in our band's pretty, we're all a bunch of hippies, so we like to like to take our time. But no, there's no beard envy there. There's wise envy. He's envious of my 2.5 years, his senior. I have a lot more intellect and a lot more wit.
Really? That comes with age, huh?
Okay, now, see, we had a had a conversation near the coffee pot.
We did.
Now, your handle on Twitter is absolutely fantastic. Is that you that administers the Twitter, or is that your brother, or is it conglomeration?
It's mostly me.
Okay.
So if there's anything that's inappropriately, that's inappropriate, or anything that pisses anyone off, I'll take full responsibility.
We love it.
Oh,
we
yeah,
love
it's great.
All of it. But Snarky.
Well, I'm glad
is,
you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, we do. We love all of it.
And you commented about Maroon 5 at the halftime. Now, for you, it paled in comparison to Bruno Mars, right?
Well, that was really just a joke so I could get to my dad joke with the Mars bar joke. But here's my take on halftime, Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who performs. Everyone complains about it. It doesn't matter. Like, someone could literally resurrect Frank Sinatra from the earth, and he could perform, and everyone would still complain about it. When we knew Maroon 5 was playing the Super Bowl, what did we expect? We got a Maroon 5 show. Adam Levine sang his butt off. The band played great. The production was amazing. What more do you want? What more did you expect? They have this strange entitlement, like we deserve something to blow our mind. You know, I mean, hell, it was better than the football game. That was the most boring part of the night.
Man, we're on your bus 100%, completely.
Well, and I think that's why they have trouble getting anyone to do the halftime show anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. It's a lose-lose proposition. You know, even singing the national anthem is something that you don't really want to do anymore.
I didn't realize there was so much betting going on the national anthem.
Oh, like the over-under for the time?
The time, and would she wear a dress, and would she have a mic stand or holder mic? Or I mean, it was just
When you have a gambling problem.
Yes, if you are betting on the national anthem performance.
Yeah, you might get another
issue. Yeah, I mean, whatever happened to, you know, over and under, like, that's as complex as I want to get.
Okay, Tony and I have another question for you. This is off the cuff. You're not going to get these questions maybe from anybody else.
Okay.
The band when you guys were in high school, because your dad had this huge collection is what I read. Now, everything I read on the internet, I take as gospel according to the
internet. Everything on the internet is true. Everyone
absolutely.
Knows that.
Right. So you had this band called... What was it?
A deuce and a quarter, right?
Deuce and a quarter, yep.
Now, my theory is you got that because your first paying gig paid $2.25.
Yeah, I didn't even pay that much.
Oh, okay.
Where did you get the name?
It's actually named after a car.
Little Deuce,
Buick Electra 225. The nickname for that was a deuce and a quarter. That's how we got the name.
Oh.
Nice.
So what's your favorite vehicle of all time? Is it that one or a different one?
You know, that's a tough one because there are so many good ones. But, I mean, running the risk of sounding like cliche country, I really am a truck guy. I just love driving trucks. And I had a 1968 Ford F-100 Ranger I drove for a while. I loved that thing. It was, you know, it was actually an automatic, which was not very common for that year. And I love it. I drove it everywhere. It wouldn't go more than 50 miles an hour. It got about 1 mile to the gallon.
Nice.
But, man, I love that truck.
Did you get your first kiss in that truck?
Well, I was in my 30s when I bought that truck. So,
so yes.
I hope not.
So hope not, yeah.
I thought we had some breaking news there.
Really? We kind of wanted some breaking news on that.
No, that would be hilarious. So I was like, yeah, I had my first kiss. I was 34 years old.
You'd probably be a great contestant on The Bachelor, then.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so, of course, coming to the Orpheum, which is a great venue here in Sioux City. And you talked to our buddy Bruce Miller from the Sioux City Journal a couple weeks ago. And I thought what you told told him, I thought it was very insightful. And you mentioned that kind of music and the passion kind of goes to the outliers in the format. And I want this to be the biggest compliment. I think Brothers Osborne, you do something that's completely outside of the norm in country music, which I really appreciate.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're supposed to be unique, right? You're not supposed to sound like everybody else. You're supposed to do what comes from your heart and what is natural to you, and you shouldn't think about it too much. And I don't know. I feel like everyone wants to sound a certain way because they're afraid of being themselves. And in this day and age, it's actually kind of refreshing when someone's completely themselves. And, it's an honor that you think that because, you know, we'll live and die by the sword as far as that goes. We'll never change. So
we
will succeed being ourselves, and we will ultimately fail being ourselves. But we will never change.
We like what comes from your heart. We like your songs. We like your writing. It's got a little different flavor to it, a little edgy. Tony and I like edgy. We love edgy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And our tweets are that way, too.
That's right.
Yeah, they're edgy.
Great to follow Brothers Osborne on Twitter. Look forward to seeing you at the Orpheum coming up in March. And thanks a lot for the Super Bowl halftime breakdown. That was good. And the beard information, too.
Yeah. Well, y'all stay warm up there.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good one.
You bet. That's our buddy John Osborne calling up from the Brothers Osborne show coming up at Orpheum. Should be a fun one. Now, he's someone you could probably drink a beer with, right?
We need to keep his number.
Yeah, that's right.
And we need to text him, like, song ideas. Because I think that dude would run with it.